in regards to the proper time to light. So this is machlokes, exactly what is the proper time to light Neres Chanukah. According to the Rambam, a person is supposed to light Neres Chanukah right at Shkia. As soon as the sun goes down, the person is supposed to light the Neres. The Shulchan Aruch actually disagrees with the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person is supposed to light by Seisa Kochavim, which is much later, when the light has left the sky and you're able to see the stars. Mishnah Berurah writes by Riches, the Mora says in this concept over here of that you're supposed to light at a certain time, it says that loy ma'achin loy makim, and you shouldn't go too early, you shouldn't go too late. So he proves in different Gemaras that there is a window of time. If a person is supposed to light by Shkia, he has a few minutes after Shkia to light. That's also called lighting at Shkia. A person is supposed to light by Tzeis HaKochavim. A person has a few minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim to light. That's also called lighting by Tzeis HaKochavim, if he lights a few minutes beforehand. How long is that? So Mishnah Berurah feels up to a half an hour, up to 25 minutes or a half an hour, is called you are lighting at the proper times. A person lights 15 minutes after Shkia, it's called he lit by Shkia. A person lit 20 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, it's called he lit by Tzeis HaKochavim. So now, when exactly is Tzeis HaKochavim? This, of course, is a major machlok, is when is the correct time for Tzeis HaKochavim? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's calculated as quite some time after the sun actually sets. According to the Gaonim, based on the Gemara, it's not that long after the sun sets. Seemingly, based on the Gemara, it seems to be it's about 13 and a half minutes after the sun sets, or 18 minutes after the sun sets, that's considered already Tzeis HaKochavim. There's also suggest that this is referring to, it's obviously referring to amount of darkness, not a specific time, but amount of darkness. So that's going to change depending on the latitude that you're at and depending on the time of the year, that's going to change. So with that idea in mind, the suggestion here is, let's say the city of Silver Spring, it's going to change from winter to summer. The range is between 40 minutes to about 50 minutes. This time of year, actually, it's not that long. So a person, Shkia during Hanukkah is 4:46, 4:45. Let's say Tzeis HaKochavim is about 5:30. So you have about 45 minutes between sunset and Tzeis HaKochavim. A person would light 20 minutes after sunset. He's lighting 20 minutes after sunset, and he's lighting 25 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, or vice versa. So 5:05, 5:10 would be a preferred time to light. Therefore, you would be Yotze, according to Mishnah Berurah, both opinions. And this was the opinion of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, and the Tzemach of Yeshivas in America, to light at this time slot, which is 20, 25 minutes after Shkia, 20, 25 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, to Yotze Bel Shittas. Have a good morning.